Amen. Well, let us turn back in our Bibles, please, to the book of 1 Corinthians. And let us read together the words of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31. The last verse of 1 Corinthians 1, and it says that, according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Let us bow our heads and let us ask the Lord's help as we come to his word. Father in heaven, we thank thee for what has taken place already in this meeting this morning. And Lord, we come to the most solemn and most important aspect of our meeting now, the proclamation of thy precious word. And Lord, once again, it is a work which in and of myself, O God, I am not sufficient for. I certainly am not worthy for this task. And Lord, I praise thee that my sufficiency is not of myself, but it is of thee, O God. I pray that, Lord, thou wouldst empty me of self and of sin and fill me with the Holy Spirit to bring thy word this morning. Lord, we thank thee for every head bowed in thy presence. We thank thee for those who are watching online. And Lord, we acknowledge that we are prone to be easily distracted. Lord, and I pray that thou wouldst come and close us in now with thyself. Take away that tiredness. Take away those distracting thoughts from our minds. And help us, we pray, to focus upon thy word this morning. For it's in Jesus' precious name we do ask and we pray these things. Amen. Feeling a little warm, so I have to lose the jacket this morning. I came across a story this past week of a young man. This story appeared in the press in Grand Rapids there in America. And the story goes like this, that there was a young man who had a car, that was a car from another country. And he began to irritate his friends by boasting and bragging about how economical and how reliable this car of his was. And he would annoy his friends day and daily by boasting about this car that he had and how it was so good and how it was so economical on gas, and he was getting lots of miles per gallon from the gas that he put in the car. And so what his friends decided to do is that they were going to play a trick on him to stop this boasting, which was by this time getting very much on their nerves. So wherever this car was parked in the evening times, some of his friends would sneak over to the car and top it up with more gas. And so the young man couldn't believe that he was getting so many miles per gallon from the gas in his car. He even boasted that he could get up to 90 miles per gallon from his car. But of course, after a while, his friends stopped refilling the tank on the car. And soon he was left very red-faced and very embarrassed whenever his car eventually conked out of gas. You see, he was boasting about his car. And at times, you know, we can boast in things which we have. We can boast in even gifts and talents which we may have. Now, boasting and glorying in ourselves and glorying in possessions or glorying in things which we may have sometimes is something which you and I have engaged in. Now, boasting is something which comes natural to sinful man because we love to boast in things. We love to boast in whether it's what we can have, what we do have in this life. Perhaps we can boast in the fact that we have a good job or we have a nice car, or we can boast in the fact that we're very talented, we're very skilled with our hands. There's many things which people love to boast in. Now, what we have read in the Bible this morning, we have read about boasting. We have read about glorying. Those are similar words speaking of the same thing. Now, we read earlier in Proverbs 27, where the writer says that we are not to boast ourselves about tomorrow, because we do not know what a day may bring forth. And as we have read here from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 31, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Corinth, says something very clear and very simple. He says, "He that glorieth," or "he that boasts, let him glory," or "let him boast in the Lord." Now, we read similar words in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 14. And in that portion of Scripture, Paul was speaking to the churches at Galatia. And the context in Galatians at that time was that there were Judaizers who had come into the churches and sought to pollute the gospel, sought to get the people away from the simplicity of what the gospel was. And these Judaizers sought to get the people to be circumcised. They said, "Well, if you're going to be a Christian, you have to be circumcised like the Jews were." Circumcision was a Jewish thing. And these men said, "Well, if you're going to be a Christian, you have to be circumcised." But of course, that's not the gospel. You're not a Christian by being circumcised. You're not a Christian by baptism. You're not a Christian by being religious. You're a Christian by faith in Christ alone. And of course, these Judaizers wanted to glory in that. But of course, what did Paul say? He says, "But God forbid that I should glory, save or except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Now, what was Paul boasting in? What was Paul glorying in? Well, it certainly wasn't himself. It certainly wasn't in circumcision. But the boasting, the glorying of Paul the Apostle was in Jesus Christ and his finished work. So I want to think with you for a few moments this morning about boasting and what the Bible has to say about boasting. And very simply, I want to think about boasting that's negative, which is wrong, but also to think about boasting which is positive, boasting which is scriptural. So first of all, let us consider first of all this negative boasting. Now, one Bible commentator has said that boasting, it is a form of dishonesty. It is where one praises himself or herself for something which God has done and for which God deserves the glory, whether that's intelligence, power, wealth, and gifts, which all come from God. You see, the Bible says that every good and perfect gift cometh from our Heavenly Father, or the Father of lights, it says in the book of James, with whom there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. You see, everything that we have, the breath that we breathe, the food that we eat, the jobs that we have, the health and strength, the money in our pockets, the clothes we have to wear, the homes in which we live, everything, all of these things and more, they come from the Lord. And God is gracious and God is good to every one of us. I'm looking down at a congregation of people, and you've all got lovely clothes on today. I'm sure you have come from homes where there's clean running water, there's heating, there's lighting, there's electricity. You have loved ones around or about you. You have loved ones at home. You have your health and you have your strength. And what are those? Those are gifts. Those are blessings from the Lord. Those are things which you have not gotten yourself. Yes, you may have went out and worked and earned money and paid for food, paid for clothes, paid for your car, your gas, etc. Yes, but who gave you the health and strength? Who provided all of that for you? It was the Lord. And boasting, as a commentator said, it is a form of dishonesty, because it is seeking to rob God of the glory which is due to his name. Now, of course, that comes naturally to us, because we like to think of what we have done. We like to think about what we have achieved in and of our own strength. Yet at the start of this meeting, as I read from Proverbs 27, verse 1, we read of that word boast. And that word in the Hebrew It signifies to shine or to make a show of. And also, it has that meaning of boasting, glorying in self, taking the glory away from God. And that word in the original Hebrew, it is actually the word halal. And that is where we get our English word hallelujah from. And of course, whenever we say hallelujah as a believer, we're rejoicing in the Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah, Fanny Crosby wrote in her hymn. But here this word also can also mean to boast. And of course, our boast is to be in the Lord. Our boast is to be not in ourselves, but to rejoice in who the Lord is, what the Lord has done for us, and what the Lord continues to do for us, through us and in us. That is where our boasting and our glorying ought to be. But yet in the book of Proverbs, where we read from earlier, the writer in the book of Proverbs states that we aren't to boast in ourselves about tomorrow. Of course, as I said, we have our plans, we have our thoughts of what we're going to do tomorrow, we have our thoughts of what we're going to do in a few weeks' time or a few months' time, and there's nothing wrong with that. We need to make plans, we need to have some sort of structure for the future, but of course, while we make those plans, while we think about the future and make preparations, I want us to think about what James has to say. If you turn with me to the book of James in your New Testament, and in James chapter 4, let us read what he says here. Now, whenever we make announcements in the church, we always refer to what James says here. And that's very important. Now, notice here what James says in verse 13 of James 4. He says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow," or you do not know what will be tomorrow. He asks the question then, "For what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away." And this is what we want to get at here. He says, "For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." Now notice there what he says in verse 15. He says, ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. And you know, we ought to always say, God willing, or DV, Deo Valente, meaning God willing, all being well. It has the same thought, that whatever we plan is subject to the will of God. And that is why we cannot boast about tomorrow, because tomorrow does not belong to us. Tomorrow belongs unto the Lord. The Lord has foreordained whatsoever will come to pass in our lives. And so much in our lives we can plan, we can control, but there's so much in our lives we cannot control, we cannot plan for. There's only so many eventualities, there's only so many situations which we can plan for in life. We can plan for holidays. We can plan for our retirement. We can plan for spending time with loved ones. We can plan for going to the shops and getting our groceries. We can plan for even the day of our death and our funeral. We can plan for all of these things. But of that moment and that day knoweth no man. We don't know when our health will give way. We are healthy one day, but the next day it could be a different story. One day we could be working, the next day we could be in eternity. Such is the reality and the brevity of life. And that's why it's important that we do not have that negative boasting. Boasting in ourselves, thinking that we can rob God of his glory, which is due to his name. And how many today are boasting in this way? How many are boasting in what they can do and what they have done? I think of the ungodly, and we know the state of society today. There are certain groups, there are certain lobbyists, and they're glorying today. They're glorying, and there's individuals, and they're glorying in their sin. And that's what they seem to revel in. They revel in, they glory in their sin. And yet, as believers this morning, we ought not to be following such a pattern. We ought not to be having the attitude, well, I am God's gift. I have these resources. I have these gifts and talents. Aren't I something else? You know, sometimes we can get like that as believers. You know, because the best of men are men at best. And we as believers are prone to think that we're something. We as believers are prone to think, well, this is what I have achieved. This is what I have done. But it's good to remember that whatever is achieved through our lives, it's not because of ourselves. It is because God has been pleased to bless. Anything which we have, brethren and sisters, today, it is because the Lord has been pleased to bless us. The Lord has granted us those things. And as we have noted here, what Paul was saying to the church at Corinth, he says, "He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." And so many are prone to boasting in themselves. And this was a very clear exhortation which Paul the Apostle gave to this church. Now, the church at Corinth was a church which sadly had become very sinful. A lot of sin had come into the church at Corinth, and it wasn't properly dealt with. And sadly, they had become what believers. They had become a church which gloried in different things. You know, if you look with me to what Paul says there in verse 26. He says in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things which of the world which and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are." Notice here what he says in verse 29, "that no flesh should glory in his presence." And that's something which we ought to bear in mind as believers. Boasting in and of ourselves, who we are and what we are, is not what a Christian is to be about. And that is why Paul said there that no flesh should glory in his presence. Because if we're seeking to glorify ourselves, if we're seeking to glorify the flesh, what are we doing, as I said? We are robbing God of his glory. Now listen to what Paul, he also wrote this letter to the church of Corinth. Notice what he says in Romans chapter 1 and the verse 30. And in the book of Romans, Paul lists a number of sins. Sins which are found in those whom God has given over to a reprobate mind. And of course, we are living in days of Romans 1. We are living in days where society is embracing and has gone the way of Romans 1. Particularly when we think of sodomy and transgenderism. Those are found here in Romans 1. But notice here what he says in verse 30 of Romans 1. He says, "Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents." Then look down at verse 32. "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Those are very solemn words. He is speaking about setting aside those other sins which are mentioned in this chapter. But he speaks of those who are proud, those who are boasters, inventors of evil, disobedience to parents. And he says that they who commit such things are worthy of death. Now remember, he's writing to a church, he's writing to believers. But perhaps I'm speaking to somebody this morning and you're not a Christian. Or perhaps I'm speaking to someone who has wandered away and is cold at heart today as a Christian. Perhaps boasting is something which is very much in your life. Or even one of these other sins. Well, let us repent of those things. Let us repent of this boasting which is in our lives. Let us confess those things unto the Lord, because they must be dealt with. They must be confessed unto the Lord. And as I said there, this is negative boasting. This is not what is to be found in the life of a Christian. This is not what is to be the testimony of a Christian. Now, of course, you know your hearts this morning, but the Lord knows your heart better than you know it yourself. I'm not asking for a show of hands. I'm not asking you for anything like that, but I'm asking you to examine your own heart, just as I need to examine my heart. Is there anything in my life which I am boasting in, which is not right, which is not biblical, which is not God glorifying? Now, while we have considered what is negative boasting this morning, I want us to think as well, what is positive boasting? Now, Paul says here, he that glorieth, verse 31, let him glory in the Lord. Now, of course, he doesn't leave us to our own devices. He doesn't leave us to our own resources to try and work this out for himself. But he gives something which is very clear and very simple. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And of course, he left that example in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. Where was the boast of the Apostle Paul? What and who was Paul glorying in? He was rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ, his God and his Saviour. And just with that in mind, the words of Mary have come to my attention. In the book of Luke, Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 46. Now listen here to what Mary says in verse 46 and verse 47. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. So that ought to tell you and I very clearly that Mary's trust was in the Lord. Mary wasn't immaculately full of grace. Mary was not without sin. But she says, my soul doth rejoice in God my Saviour. That's where Mary's boast was. Where's your boast today? Is your boast in the Lord? Is your boast in the one who is your Saviour? Just as Mary's was, just as Paul's was. Paul's boast was in the person and work of Jesus Christ. That's what he is referencing there when he says the cross of Jesus Christ. Of course, we know what took place at Calvary. There, the sinless, spotless Son of God took the place as our substitute for sinners. And there he died in our guilty room and in our stead. He suffered which was our due. And that's why we as believers can glory in his work, because it's a finished work. It's a work which was done on our behalf. It's a work which satisfied God's justice and has exhausted, it has removed his wrath from those who are resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I thought about this boasting in the Lord, my attention was turned to Psalm 34. Turn with me to Psalm 34, please. And in Psalm 34, let us read the first three verses. Psalm 34, verse 1. And it says there in Psalm 34, verse 1, a psalm of David, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So there we have noted what Paul's testimony was, what Mary's testimony was, and notice here the testimony of David the psalmist. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Now that was testimony of David. And the Bible commentator John Gill says of David's words here in verse 2, he says, in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his wisdom, his strength, his riches, his righteousness, his redemption and salvation, an interest in him and communion with him. And this is not tongue, but it is soul boasting. David was praising the Lord from the depths of his heart. Because, of course, David was the sweet psalmist of Israel. David knew the Lord as his shepherd. And yet this was what he says here in this psalm. He was going to bless or praise the Lord at all times. In other words, he wasn't going to be praising himself. He wasn't going to be exalting himself, but he was going to be praising, boasting in, and exalting the Lord. And what was his desire for others? He says in verse 3, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You see, there again, David was not wanting to magnify himself. Even though he was the king, even though he was the psalmist of Israel, his desire was to magnify the Lord. His desire was that the Lord would be exalted, not only by himself, but by others. He says, let us exalt his name together. And brethren and sisters, let us do that. Let us magnify the Lord together today. Let us praise him. Let us say with the words of the hymn writer, to God be the glory. Great things he hath done. Now these words, if you turn back to 1 Corinthians 1, the Apostle Paul here, he is quoting from the book of Jeremiah. Now listen to what Jeremiah says in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. He says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. You see, there he's talking about the fact that the glory was not to be given to those transient and those temporal things of time. But as Paul says here in verse 30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. You see, that's what Christ is to us as believers. He is our wisdom. He is our righteousness. Jehovah Sekenu, the Lord our righteousness, that's what it says in the Old Testament. And he is also our sanctification and our redemption. And since Christ is those things and more to us, that is why we ought to glory in him. You know, the hymn writer says, "For what the Lord has done for me, I never will cease to praise him." And you know, brethren and sisters, whenever we think of what the Lord has really done for us, we who deserve hell, but yet we who are sinners saved by grace, we who have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we who have a promised home in heaven where we will receive a crown of life which fadeth not away, no, we've nothing to glory in and of ourselves. And that's why we ought to, as I said, be and utter the words of the Apostle Paul, "Let us glory in the Lord. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection," the hymn writer says. Is that your boast today? Is that where you're rejoicing in the fact that you're saved? In the fact that Christ has died for your sins according to the Scriptures? Are you rejoicing in the fact today that you're a child of God? Are you rejoicing and boasting in the fact that, you know, Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost, and he has saved your soul, he saved my soul? But is that your testimony today? Are you somebody who boasts in yourself and your own achievements? Are you somebody who boasts in what Christ has done for you and in you and what he's doing through you? Now, we thought about boasting this morning. Of course, we know that boasting in the negative sense is robbing God of his glory. But boasting in the correct and biblical sense, what is it? It is giving God all the glory, because he is worthy of that glory. That according as it is written, he or she that glorieth, let them glory in the Lord. And may the Lord write his word upon each and every one of our hearts this morning, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us close our service this morning by singing of the hymn 522. 522, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know thus saith the Lord." Let us sing verses 1 and 4 of hymn 522. Verses 1 and 4 of 522. Let us remain standing as we close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless thee for thy word. And Lord, certainly we have been spoken to and we have been challenged. Lord, we pray that that would be the testimony of everyone in this meeting, that we would glory in Christ and in his cross work alone. For it's in Jesus' precious name we do ask and we pray all these things. Amen. Amen.